This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. All 188 nations present at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai signed a historic deal on Wednesday. It calls on all countries to transition away from the main driver of climate change, but more than 100 countries had lobbied for stronger language to fully phase out fossil fuels, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
Gene Su of the Center for Biological Diversity said the language of the text was too weak.
The new text includes cavernous loopholes that will allow for the oil and gas industry to continue.
Scientists say we need to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just 6 years to meet the target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. It remains to be seen whether this COP28 deal marks a turning point or another missed opportunity. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed soldiers in Gaza over the radio on Wednesday. Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel will continue the offensive until victory is achieved over Hamas. Israel announced its worst combat losses for more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza City that left 10 Israeli soldiers dead. It was the worst one-day loss since 15 were killed on October 31st. Israel is facing growing diplomatic isolation and growing civilian deaths. Amid growing civilian deaths and a worsening humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday he hoped to reach an agreement soon with Republicans who are set against providing more military aid to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Republican lawmakers are demanding concessions from the White House on immigration and security along the border with Mexico as the price for lifting their opposition to the new aid package. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Congress and the White House the day before to make a bid for Republicans to accept a $61 billion package presented by President Joe Biden to help Ukraine keep fighting the Russian invasion. Both Zelensky and President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin could win the war if Ukraine's top backer does not keep providing it with weapons and ammunition. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday approved an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
After the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans do not take this responsibility lightly and will not prejudice the investigation's outcome. He added the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore. Despite concerns from some in the party about a lack of evidence, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer pointed out every Republican voted for the inquiry.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin likened this to a mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit, it's a what is it?
No evidence has emerged President Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Earlier Wednesday, President Biden's son Hunter issued a rare public statement outside the U.S. Capitol to push back against allegations his father was involved in his often scrutinized international business dealings. Hunter Biden also told reporters he would not testify at a closed-door hearing with House Republicans, insisting he would only give answers at a public session. Republicans have issued a subpoena to the younger Biden, demanding to question him over his business dealings in Ukraine, China, and other countries as they seek to portray him as corrupt and link the deals to his father. A U.S. federal judge on Wednesday paused a federal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election, while the former president mounts an appeal claiming he is immune from the charges. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan says Trump's ongoing appeal temporarily halts all activity that will move the case toward trial. Judge Chutkan issued a ruling earlier this month rejecting Trump's attempt to dismiss the case on the grounds that he cannot be prosecuted for official actions he took as president. The trial is currently scheduled to begin next March. A spokesperson for Trump called the judge's decision a big win for the former president. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.